The disputes continue in Mexico's presidential election. Nearly 4 weeks ago, conservative candidate Felipe Calderón appeared to narrowly win the election by less than 0.6% of the vote. His leftist rival, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, wants a vote-by-vote recount, and he's calling for nationwide protests. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
Inside Mexico's Federal Electoral Tribunal, court clerks receive packages of polling documents from election officials. This court is the final legal battleground in one of the most divisive elections this country has ever seen. Outside this building, small groups of protesters have been staging demonstrations for weeks. Anibal Tinoco sells fresh-fried potato chips on a corner in the northern slums of Mexico City. He believes leftist candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador was robbed of victory.
If the court doesn't rule for a recount, the people won't stand for it. Calderón will be an illegitimate president. The people don't believe he has won.
Many may believe López Obrador's claim that a conspiracy by the nation's elite is keeping him out of office, but polls show most Mexicans think Felipe Calderón fairly won. In Calderón's campaign headquarters, a group of supporters greet their candidate. They are convinced the vote was clean. María Hostos de Pesquera is a wealthy housewife.
It's a shame things are all stirred up now after such a well-ordered vote. López Obrador can rile up the poor people that don't understand things well. He's making them afraid and winding them up, but this will pass.
A poll released Thursday by the El Universal newspaper found 48% of Mexicans support a recount. 28% are against the idea. But it doesn't really matter what the polls say. It's in the hands of the judges now. A strict interpretation of Mexican electoral law only allows for recounts of polling stations if a party challenges them and the court finds evidence of irregularities or fraud. López Obrador's party filed challenges for 40% of the stations. Calderón's party says the court can't order a full recount.
The tribunal does not have that authority and does not have that mandate.
Calderón advisor Arturo Sarucán says López Obrador's calls for protest is an affront to the nation's electoral process.
The message would go more or less, if you don't do a recount, I will throw Mexico into chaos. And that is called political blackmail.
Following a long history of fraud, Mexico has spent the last 15 years building up the reputation of its electoral institutions. But now, Mexico's hard-won confidence hangs in the balance. The court has until the end of August to finish deliberations and must declare a winner by September 6th. Outside the court, López Obrador's party has set up a protest camp. Senator Ricardo Gerardo from the state of Baja California says the government will face a big problem if the court doesn't allow for a full recount.
It is our right to demand that they clean up the election, like they did in the U.S. and Florida and in other countries. Why not here?
2 weeks ago, López Obrador filled the Capitol's Central Plaza with hundreds of thousands of supporters. This Sunday, his party is aiming to bus in even more to hear his call for further acts of civil resistance. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.